Hey there, awesome people. Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. And let's be honest, sometimes life throws punches, right? Deadlines loom, relationships test our patience, and that inner critic can be a real buzzkill. But what if I told you there's a superpower within you that can help you weather any storm? A superpower called self-compassion. No cape required, just genuine kindness towards yourself. Now, before you roll your eyes and think this is all touchy-feely stuff, hear me out. Self-compassion isn't about coddling yourself or making excuses for your shortcomings. It's about treating yourself with the same understanding and kindness you'd offer a good friend who's going through a tough time. Ever notice how we're way harder on ourselves than we are on others? We beat ourselves up over mistakes, dwell on imperfections, and constantly strive for an unrealistic ideal. Self-compassion is like hitting the pause button on that inner critic and saying, "Hey, it's okay, everyone messes up, you're human." So how do you cultivate the superpower? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Acknowledge your struggles. First things first, admit that life can be tough, and it's okay to not have all the answers. Don't pretend everything is perfect or try to hide your vulnerabilities. Embrace them. Remember, vulnerability isn't weakness, it's the birthplace of connection and growth. 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever feel like you're on autopilot? Mindfulness is about bringing awareness to the present moment without judgment. Take a few deep breaths, notice your surroundings, and really tune into your body and emotions. This simple practice can help you detach from negative thoughts and create space for self-compassion. 3. Talk to yourself kindly. Imagine your best friend going through a tough time. What would you say to them? Would you berate them or offer words of encouragement and support? Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding. Replace those harsh inner criticisms with gentle reminders that you're doing your best. 4. Celebrate your wins, big and small. We often focus on what we haven't accomplished instead of acknowledging our successes. Take a moment to appreciate your strengths, talents, and even those small victories along the way. Every step forward is worth celebrating. Remember that success isn't always about reaching the finish line, it's about enjoying the journey. 5. Practice forgiveness. Holding on to grudges, whether against yourself or others, only hurts you in the long run. Learn to forgive mistakes, let go of past hurts, and move forward with compassion. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning harmful actions, it means releasing the negative energy that keeps you stuck. Now, let's talk about a real-world example. Imagine you're prepping for a big presentation at work. You've been putting in hours of practice, but your mind is racing with doubts. What if I forget my lines? What if they laugh at me? Sound familiar? This is where self-compassion comes in. Instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral out of control, take a deep breath and remind yourself that it's okay to feel nervous. Everyone experiences anxiety before important events. Acknowledge your feelings without judgment and focus on what you can control. Your preparation, your delivery, and your attitude. Remember, even if things don't go perfectly, you're still learning and growing. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to cultivate self-compassion and treat yourself with kindness. This isn't about becoming a pushover or ignoring challenges, it's about approaching life with a more compassionate and understanding lens. Remember, you deserve your own love and support, just as much as anyone else. Ready to put this into action? Start by making a conscious effort to talk to yourself with kindness today. Swap out those harsh inner criticisms for encouraging words and celebrate even the smallest victories. Let's build this world of self-compassion together, one step at a time. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little extra kindness in their life. And if you have any thoughts or questions, hit me up on social media. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.